And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The White House says Oklahoma remains in bad shape as far as its coronavirus outbreak goes. Dr. Jennifer Clark of the University of Tulsa's Oxley College of Health Sciences says our whole region has high transmission, which is backed up by maps included by Vice President Mike Pence's task force in its latest weekly report.
See there that red, the, you know, kind of the middle part of the country is really starting to take hold. Right now, as you can see, Oklahoma still remains in the top 10, nearing that 30 cases per 100,000 mark.
Oklahoma is ninth worst in the country in terms of new cases per capita and eighth worst in terms of test positivity. Governor Kevin Stitt took issue with the last report when Pence's team said many of Oklahoma's recent deaths could have been prevented. This week, the report added new information meant to demonstrate that, quote, partial or incomplete mitigation leads to prolonged community spread and increased fatalities, unquote. The report then urges the state to increase its mitigation efforts. And public health researchers say Oklahoma is lagging far behind in two crucial measures for managing the pandemic. According to the Harvard Global Health Institute, the state is severely underperforming in number of tests being conducted. Here's Dr. Clark again.
And right now, because of our widespread community involvement, we need to be testing, you know, kind of a target towards the suppression target of nearly 5,000 tests per 100,000.
As of Tuesday, the Institute said the 7-day average of that number was just 321. A new NPR and Johns Hopkins analysis of all 50 states also finds Oklahoma doesn't have nearly enough contact tracers. The research team says Oklahoma has 400 working at the state level. That doesn't include county health departments. The recommended number is nearly 4,000. That's about 10 times what we have. In response to an inquiry about the findings, the state health department told KWGS their number of contact tracers is adequate. They did not provide any response regarding testing. More fall-like weather today, a high of just 69. Winds could gust up to 30 miles an hour. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.